Gary Schneck joining us right now. Special Investigations Unit has to deal with a lot of these. You've seen some big spikes in the number of these cases just over the past few years.
That's correct.
What can you tell us about the trends you're seeing as far as what's being reported, what your investigators are finding? What can be done?
Well, some of the things that we're seeing here in the community, we've seen a large increase in the heroin in the last 3 years. Since 2010, when they reformulated OxyContin and oxycodone and started putting time-release coatings on the tablets, where it slowed down the absorption of the drug into the system, we started seeing a large increase in the amount of heroin on the street, which is something we very rarely saw before that. And in relationship to that, we've been starting to see a lot more violence associated with the drug dealing in the area, a lot more guns being seized by law enforcement out on the streets during traffic stops that are associated with drug trafficking.
One of the things you'd mentioned in the presentation is that the heroin is relatively low cost and it doesn't take much to get the high they're looking for, making it even more dangerous.
I don't know if I'd call it low cost. They're making a lot more money with a lot smaller amounts of the drug as opposed to methamphetamine and marijuana, that type of thing, because it's sold usually a street serving of crack cocaine or methamphetamine is a gram, as where heroin is one-tenth of a gram.
So 1 gram versus one-tenth.
Correct.
And that one-tenth of a gram is...
A lot higher profit margin on it for a dealer.
Okay.
So it's a lot easier to conceal smaller amounts transporting it into the area than it is, you know, say, crack cocaine or methamphetamine.
With those small amounts, I heard a mention from one of the panelists that the use of the canine dogs has really become important.
Oh, absolutely. Out on traffic stops, that type of thing, we use the canines on a regular basis, ask for their assistance when we're doing some stops on suspected drug traffickers. They do help us when we do our search warrants, you know, finding places, as you can imagine. You know, a small amount, sometimes if it's secreted, can be, you know, difficult to find. But with the use of the dogs, it really expedites us finding the drugs.
If the dog detects and it's like one-tenth of a gram, they can find that, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a little biased on it because I used to be a dog handler back in the 90s when I was an investigator with the drug unit, and I saw firsthand what these dogs are capable of doing. And if they're trained properly and they have the right handler, they can do a lot. They do a lot for us.